Blog Talk Radio.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A, it's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the pay.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who really dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A.
Smack Talk Nation, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment dedicated to the most exciting of all motorsports. And that, my friends, that, my very good friends, would be Red Racing. And if you don't know, all right, guys, welcome to the Smack Talk Show. Nation's best black radio. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment. The streets of New York, all the way down to Miami, all between. So hold up. Buckle up. Get ready. Get set. Let's go. Time for the one and only Smack Talk Show with the host, the prime Mr. Grudge, Pro Stock Joe. All right, guys and girls, welcome to the ride. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Give me a few minutes to get myself here, get myself together here. Let me get on to the Facebook side. Make sure everybody's over there doing all right, doing their thing and things. Trying to get this stuff together here. All right, guys, let's happy birthday shout outs to everybody that's had a birthday here recently. Big shout out to the folks down at Orangeburg this weekend. Ran into a lot of good friends. And Sherry Tucker, what's going on? Ran into a lot of good friends and seen a lot of folks, seen a lot of good races. Brooke Spencer down there with his hot rod. I saw Lamont. Welcome back, Doctor. He's always known as the mouth and the money man for Brooke Spencer Racing. And they were out there. They had this. Add this Corvette. Erica Marie, hello. He was out there. They had this Corvette. And the first grudge race of the first ass cutting was, in fact, the that I saw. We keep it down the middle. It might have been some before that, but that's the one I paid attention to. Anyway, Bruce Spencer Ford versus Chevrolet. That old bad Coyote Mustang out there, it was looking like it was ready to make some noise, ready to stand on business. And he had that old Chevrolet Corvette, the iconic muscle car in the 60s. This is 2019, though. But anyway, Bruce Spencer, man, got out there, did his thing, won the race. So big props out to him and all that. All right, then the ladies had a shootout. Oh, big shout out to Don Master, too. He was down there doing his thing, man. And him and his lady baby girl. Nice to meet both of them. Looking good out there. That Z06 was looking like it was real official. And then Trigger Man, props out to you, man. Good show. It was crazy. And as a promoter, let me stand on that, man. You can't fight the weather. You can't fight Mother Nature, and because you can't win. So big shout out to him, man. I was there outside a lot of good races. And let me talk about that little shootout, man. We had one of the shootout participants who was talking a lot of shit. That's, they call it the Beast. Out there doing her thing. And she said she was going to win the whole thing. And it don't be for some spinning wheels on round three. She went to the finals and came in second. But look, big props out to all the ladies out there. They had a lot of nice cars. And all's fair in love and war. I heard the ladies that end up winning with the Tesla, that all-wheel drive Tesla, and that thing was scoot on out there. And it went and got that money. So, big props out to all ladies, man. Nice meeting you all. It was a good race, man. Big props out to Willie Dog, too. Get a good job on the microphone. That's what a good mic man does. He makes the event more exciting, keeps the crowd engaged. He did that all the while. So, big props. You guys got any thoughts about this weekend? You saw anything on the live or you was there in person? Hit me up. Let me know what's good. And, we'll talk about it. Okay. Also, all right, got a pretty good hot topic for today. They tell me the game has changed. They tell me I got to keep up with the times. I'm behind the times. And there's a new way to do things right now. So, I start thinking about, you know, like I said, everybody's got their opinions. But are the opinions based on facts, results? So we'll talk about that a little bit today. We had a little misunderstanding in the game just recently, a big one, blew up a lot. Now, whatever your opinion is as to who caused it and why, whatever, I mean, you have yours, I'm sure, and I have mine. Now, I'm not going to talk about that incident in particular. I just use that as the teaching tool because it was a live thing. It just happened. So it's a teachable moment. My favorite president, Barack Obama, used to say that all the time, teachable moment. He was a professor up at Chicago University. Rock Jordan, what's up, doctor? Number love to you, baby. A1 from day one. Oh, he's down for the grudge call. Number love, doctor. I hear that car coming out real soon, too. Got a new ride. Going to bring to the grudge gang. Come out here looking for some devilish smoke. Rock Jordan. What's the name of the car, doctor? What's the name of the car? What'd you name it? All right, so while he's doing that, let's get back to the game has changed, so they say. And so The thing I got from that big misunderstanding that we had was it was a misunderstanding. One guy says, and take him at his word if you want,
he says, I was talking race talk. I was talking race talk, and we call that, we refer to that as smack talk. Race talk, we refer to it as smack talk. Now, when you're talking with your friends or your boys or somebody that you don't like, when you're talking that kind of talk, we're talking shit talk then, shit talk. So, question is there a difference between race talk and shit talk, and how do you tell the difference? And if you want to call in and give your voice, you can call in on the Blog Talk side, a straight call, 516-387-1412, 516-387-1412. If you want to talk about it on the Blog Talk side. Charles Simmons, what's up, doctor? I got the next STG, Rockstar. Okay, got that. I like that. Rockstar, straight Mopar, no doubt. Good deal, Rock. We're looking for Rockstar to come out any day now, so y'all be on the lookout for that. What's up, Christina? You did your thing out there this weekend. You told them girls up. Did she leave? Oh, okay. The number again is 516-387-1412. That's a direct dial-in number. If you don't want to go through Zoom or you don't want to go through the Zoom phone call, you can call that number directly, 516-387-1412. 516-387-1412. 1412. And you can go directly in the Blog Talk, and I will make you go live. All right? I'll bring you on the show, and we can talk about it. So, but getting back to all this again, and I know I'll be long-winded sometime, and just added it to the show. Okay, good deal. All right. Appreciate you, Sherry Tucker. We definitely appreciate you. So, again, the smack talk and the shit talk, is there a difference? Like, lately, there's a word going around that is like, it's borderline. Somebody told me about line stepping. Is it stepping over the line to call somebody a clown? Is that stepping over the line to call somebody a clown when you're talking grudge racing? Supposedly talking grudge racing. Is it stepping over the line to call somebody a clown? Talk to me, guys. Talk to me. What do you think? Hey, Kenneth, is it stepping over the line to call somebody a clown when you're talking grudge racing? That's the favorite thing now. Oh, you clown. You clown. Y'all clown racing. You clown. What is it? Clown racing, is that okay to tell somebody they clown racing? Is that racing or is that something else? Is that racing or is it something else? Is it shit talk? Vina, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Vina. Sherry hi. Says, hey, congratulations on the birth of the baby. You had the baby, right?
No.
Okay, well, you take care of that. Okay, huh? Okay, is it okay if you use the term clown when you addressing somebody in a grudge race conversation? Not if you're referring to grudge talk. So is it okay if you're talking grudge talk? Smack talk is how I will use the word. If you're talking smack talk, which is grudge talk, it's one and the same now. If you're talking smack talk and grudge, is it okay to use the term clown, you fucking clown?
You are in the meeting now. This meeting is being recorded. You have been added to the waiting room. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing the meeting. You are unmuted.
Okay.
Oh, I was, Okay, I'm sorry.
Did you hear that comment by any chance, Pro Stop?
Yeah, I did not. I'm
sorry.
I was connected. So could you repeat that, please? For the slow people in the room, would you need?
Yeah,
Terry Temple says it's okay for grudge, and she says that in the grudge game, you have to have thick skin.
Mm.
So it's okay to call people clown.
Yeah,
what was your answer, Cliff?
Okay, Joey, do you hear me at all?
Okay, get up, Cowboy. Yeah, go ahead. How you doing, man? Get up, Joe.
How you doing?
Turn the phone down. Turn the phone
down. You have
down.
An alcohol.
Mute the phone. Either mute the phone or the computer. Either one.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
There you
that?
Go.
I got
perfect.
You. Perfect. My apologies. So,
no, sorry.
Your thoughts. Anybody?
Oh, clown? Nah, doesn't bother me. I think if, you know, it depends who you're talking to. I mean, you know, clown doesn't bother me. As long as you keep it racing, that's fine. You
so
know.
Is that racing when you use the word clown? Is that racing?
I mean, it's like, you know, playing like, I don't know. You know, grudge racing is like, to me, pick up basketball in the streets in the city. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get into the other person's head. You know, it's just talk. It's just BS. You know, it's as long as you keep it talking BS, no one's going to say anything personal on a pickup basketball game. Or if you do that, then it'll be something else. You know, so it's just talking crap. You know, to me.
Bro, Stock, did you hear my response earlier? You probably
okay.
Did.
Thank you, Ghetto Cowboy. Go ahead, Cliff. I'm digesting that. I'm sorry, Cliff. I'm digesting yours, Ghetto. I haven't responded to you yet, but I'm digesting. I'm thinking what you're saying. It's like pickup game and talking shit on the basketball court. Is that personal? Is that okay? Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
It's like I said. I don't know if you guys heard it before. I said it's apparent that, you know, people use that word in grudge talking. Is it disrespect? Depends on who takes it disrespectful. Me personally, I take it disrespectful. I don't use those names. And a word like calling somebody a clown in the name of grudge talk, that's just like calling somebody, and you hear this word often, girl, what you want to do, girl? And you know damn well you're talking to a guy, but she said, what you want to do, girl? So
you know what that means. LaRon and these guys made that popular.
Cowboy.
No, I was going to tell you, do you know the meaning of girl? Do you know the meaning? It doesn't mean that you're a girl. You know what that means, right? When they say girl to you in grudge talk, there's a word to it.
Hey, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? What do you mean, do I know what that means? You goddamn right I know what the word girl means.
It means B-I-T-C-H. That's what girl means. They just don't want to say that word, so they say girl instead. That's what I'm trying to say. If you know, I guess you didn't know.
I didn't even know that. I just learned something new.
Yeah, that's...
Kenneth, you got your hand up. Speak up. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... But anyway, girl rather means bitch or this on this planet. If a man calls another man girl, just like if another person calls somebody clown, rather you're girl to girl, boy to boy, or boy to girl, vice versa. You know, what's that needed for to grudge talking? I'm going to look you in your face, whoever you are, whatever you are, and say, listen, what you want to do, you know.
Okay.
I know how to pull your button without calling you names, you know, something other than what you are, or at least what I think you are. Seriously.
Does that make it okay? Let me read it from the Facebook side. Sherry Tucker says no. It's different. It's no different from calling someone car weak.
Hmm.
It's getting into their heads or getting a lock in.
Say my car is a turtle. You can call my car anything you want to call it, but when it comes to clown and girl and anything of that nature, that falls out of the category of racing.
Okay,
because
so for you don't like the clown and the names and the little handles like that. You don't go into all that.
No, I don't accept that talk, and I don't give that kind of conversation. No, I don't.
So
I don't accept
so how do you,
it.
So how do you come up at it? What do you respond to a guy that said, "What you want to do, girl?"
Listen, first off, I'd ask, you know, we could talk about this. we can talk racing, but we're not gonna talk about it that way.
Okay, I got you. I like that. I like that. Straight to the point. Sweet to the point. Rock Rod Jordan on the Facebook side says, "No, that girl means pussy. It don't mean bitch." Well, you know what? Okay. Kenneth Turner says, a clown will talk to a clown. So if you call them a clown, then you are a clown also because you're entertaining them. Okay. And Rock Rod said, yeah, girl means pussy. Okay. All right, guys, we're talking about smack talk versus shit talk. Is there a difference? And do we have some people say that people don't understand that clown is just race talk. Well, what if I mean it as race talk? What if you take it as shit talk? What's supposed to happen then? I mean it as race talk. Come on, clown motherfucker. But you say, no, man, I don't play that clown shit. I don't play that girl shit. How do you, what happens then? Is there a disconnection? Or somebody told me that's called the look away. When a dude is, you yelling at a dude, you trying to push the fuck it button, in other words, you talking slick talk to him, smack talk, and that's what smack talk is designed to do that I know about. And when a dude start going to the left field with that or line stepping, then he's trying to do a look away. Any thoughts about that? You agree or disagree, Paul? When the dudes start going to left field, is he trying to do a look away?
I think they're trying to do the look away if they start that description talking. It's calling somebody a clown or a girl or this or that. That's description right there.
I like that word, description talking. I like that.
Everybody's got their own way of doing things, you know, and it depends on how they came up. Some people came up differently than others as far as how they got their races going. And you got guys that think that if you insult somebody, they're going to get mad, and then they're going to want to do something that they try to make them do. You know, but
okay.
For me, I went through all that stuff. It works. It gets you in trouble. I mean, but at this stage of the game, you know, if you just talk straight, let the people know what you want to do. If they don't want to do it, listen, there's other people to race. It's not as critical as it used to be.
So you're saying just let the thing go. If a dude don't come at you straight, first of all, you're not entertaining. And you come at the dude straight and he go somewhere else with it, you say you're just walking away from him. You're just going to leave it alone.
Find somebody else to race. I mean, yeah, you got to, because a lot of people talk about they want to race or they grudge races or whatever. But then once you start talking to them, if it starts getting a little heated and going somewhere else, they lie to you. You know, because if you want to race somebody, it shouldn't matter if they ask you to race. You know, there's too many sensitive people that you ask them to race their car, they act like you don't like them. You got something against them. When, you know, what did you build a car for? That's what the cars are for. That's what the track's for. So why shouldn't somebody ask you to race? But, you know, like I said, you got these people that, I don't know, they take offense to somebody approaching them.
As my grandmother would say, sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can't never hurt you. So you're saying there's some really sensitive people out here in the grudge game today that can't take race talk, and they use, what you call it, Criff, description talk to get you off their back.
Yeah.
Okay, OG Bobby, how you doing, Doctor? How you doing? Bobby says you only address it to the people that dish it out. You only address it to the people that dish it out.
I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Bobby, if anybody wants to come on the blog talk side, you can dial straight in, and we'll get you. Oh shit! We'll get you right into the show.
I think he means like someone's like
Like Avon, he doesn't do that. He just wants to race. I don't hear them cursing. Fred don't curse, you know, like that back and forth.
Where
you know.
Get that from?
Excuse me?
All right, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone.
No. You got to say something. Say it. What do you mean when I get that from? I get it because when I race Avon, I'm like, you want to do this? We could do this, blah, 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 blah. There was no, oh, come on, you know, there was no name calling back and forth or anything like that.
Nah, Avon don't get down like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They don't get down like that. So there's people that don't talk like that that you know.
Avon don't get down like that. Now, what part you don't understand?
Yeah, but that's what I was just saying before. Why
you
don't understand? I said they don't. I said they
don't. I got one caller on the Broad Talk side. OG Bobby, anybody? 516-387-1412. We're having a conversation today about smack talk versus shit talk, and do people know the difference, or are people too sensitive today? Can we learn anything from the big disagreement that we all saw take place? In my opinion, it was a disagreement. One guy says he was talking smack talk, which is race talk. The other guy said, nah, you was getting personal at me. So I don't know which side do you believe. That's not really important about that particular issue, but just in general, what do you believe when one guy says, I'm talking race talk, another guy says, oh, no, you're not. We ain't having that conversation because you're getting personal about me. What makes it personal and what makes it race talk? How do you tell the difference? Like you were saying before, you can say it to the right people or to the right or say it in the right way. What is the right way to say clown and girl and those kinds of descriptors?
There is no right way. Everybody's pain is their own, meaning you don't know what is going to set somebody off. Some people have a higher tolerance than others. So in order to stop that or keep it out the game, just keep it business. You know, you want to raise somebody, talk business. All that extra stuff is not needed.
I got what you're saying. But the question is, who says it's business? Who says what's business and what's personal? That's the thing we're trying to get to today. Crystal Rock says,
okay.
Thank you for tuning in, Crystal. It makes a difference if you're talking face-to-face versus if you're not. It can change the intent of what you're saying face-to-face.
I don't agree with that.
Sherry Tucker says, did they bring that person's business into it? What kind of business are we talking about? Again, guys, if you want to call the show, call in 516-387-1412. How do you tell race talk?
I think if you go personal.
Face-to-face doesn't matter. If you want to talk race, keep it about the race or the car. Once you start talking about the person's driving ability or what the shoes they're wearing or who they came with, what they look like, that's personal.
Man,
business is about the car.
Okay, who agrees with that? Who agrees with talking about somebody's Wee-Wee Cooper? You're up here. You're a racer, and you give it as good as you get it. Wee-Wee Cooper, how you doing, Doctor? What's good with you, man?
Man.
All right, congratulations on your recent award, man. Definitely.
What award?
Hello?
You made a joke?
No, blood race of the year. Oh, I didn't tell you. Oh, sorry, never mind. Anyway, so the question of the day is I misspoke. I apologize. I thought you had. I was thinking about somebody else. I apologize. But how do you know the difference between when a guy is calling you a clown for a race talk and calling you a clown for shit talk? How do you know the difference? Is there a difference?
Disrespect is disrespect, so I don't know. I try not to get myself personally. I try not to get into those situations because they can go either way. I try to keep it racing with anybody, you know. So I try not to get into that personal stuff because that shit goes too far.
So are people trying to get into personal stuff? Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you're implying?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Well,
are they trying to get personal?
I think you know, some people put themselves in situations to where people can use that personal stuff against them. So at the same time, if they leave a door open for somebody to do that, you know what I mean, then they just need to be cautious. Like, I'm using this for an example. I'm not putting nobody's name on anything. I'm just
okay.
using
hey,
for
Eric
example.
Johnson. Go ahead, Wendy.
Say for example, you helping me with my car, right, Joe? So I'm out
right.
here flexing like I'm racing, doing it all on my own, but you helping me. So
right.
that's somebody saying, oh, you ain't doing shit. Joe helping you get your car straight. He's the one that's doing all of that. So that, you know, that's personal. You know what I mean? That ain't got nothing
oh,
to do with
okay.
So people,
okay.
So people like to throw cheap shots at each other because, all right, well, he ain't going to race. We try to do this. You know, you got immature.
Okay, so let me ask. Go ahead. Immature people doing what now?
No, go ahead.
Right, because.
Yeah, you got immature motherfuckers that's on here acting like idiots.
Yeah, you got immature, you know, dudes, we supposed to be men up here, you know what I mean? But people don't be acting like that, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, when I used to drink heavily, I used to be an asshole, but I never got personal with nobody because it's all
okay.
in fun with me. I don't take this racist shit serious.
Okay, good deal on that. Okay, OG Bobby and Sherry, you're next. So OG Bobby, so the term you just used, immature assholes, right? Now,
yeah.
I think that was meant to be constructive, like, okay, you have to, it takes a bit of seasoning to play this game. What's up, DJ Stickman? It takes a little bit of maturity to play this game. So, can somebody get offended by what you just said? Immature motherfuckers. How the fuck you going to call me immature?
I'm offended right now with DJ Stickman. This past weekend was the prime example.
Okay.
Like we said, I don't want to call them names, but I'm pretty sure everybody know what I'm talking about. This past weekend was a prime example of people bringing personal shit into a race game. They got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? I felt sorry for that young man the driver of that car versus two older guys going at it for no reason. That shit they were talking is like for the young, but you expect the young boys to talk like that. I wouldn't expect no two guys over 50 or 60 years old about ready to meet Jesus talking like that. And then you're going to bring another driver in and talk about his personal shit. They got nothing to do with him. We have no heaven, no hell to put somebody in. Whatever that driver does on his personal time, that's on his personal time. That man is there to make you money. He drives a beautiful race car. He's there to make you money. Whether you're going to back him up or not, you should be bringing this man personal shit up in this shit. And that's why a lot of guys don't want to engage in some of this shit because people dig in your background just to throw shit. It's like the presidential election. You can throw your hat in the ring. Like, I'm gonna run for president. Then they can start looking at your background. They want to go in your background, see what dirt they could throw up on you, and just bring it out to the public for what? That shit
because
don't make no sense.
Well, no, in politics it does matter.
But that's just how they do this shit. And like I said, this past weekend was a perfect example. I feel sorry for that young man, even though I don't know him personally. But them other two guys, they seasoned. They should know better. You know what I'm saying? And for them to go back
and forth
like that.
Age
does not give you wisdom.
And for them to bring that shit up, it was really embarrassing for them to act like fucking assholes.
Easy, man.
Okay,
everybody. Can you hear me, Joe?
DJ Stickman.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad you brought that up. I'm gonna tell you why. Because that's the same motherfucker who I had another person on his show this past week talking shit about the bad my crew, putting lies out there.
Okay, Antoine. Antoine. Is that me, y'all, or is he breaking up? Is he breaking up?
Fucking word.
That's him.
Hold on. Listen. Let me finish.
You're breaking up.
That's what
we're
trying to tell you. You're breaking up. We're gonna let you. You got the floor, but you're breaking up. That's all.
Hold on. Hold on.
Get that all right, guys, we're talking about smack talk now versus shit talk. Go ahead, Antoine.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Kind of.
Okay. So what I'm saying was, I agree with what OG Bobby said. And the reason why I said it is because that's the same motherfucker that was texting me not to retaliate or not to make comments off of what a person was speaking on or about the bad, my crew, just on his show. So how the fuck can you go on live feed and discredit that man and his operation and all that type of shit? You're trying to set boundaries or trying to do things in a grudge community, but you tell me not to do one fucking thing, and you go on live feed in front of 1,500, 2,000 people and do that same very fucking thing. You got to call a spade, you call bullshit, bullshit. It was bullshit what the fuck he did. And all that shit didn't have to be said or known, you know what I mean? If you knew, you knew. Nobody never gave a fuck. Nobody put emphasis on that situation. But that was an assault, and I feel discredit to his integrity because of what happened. But that's all I had to say. I'm back eating my cookies.
Okay, good deal. Sherry, you're next on the floor if you want, or you can wait a little bit to the Facebook side. Rock Jordan, that's not Marcus. That is Antoine Collins. That's the owner of the ODB and a member of the Bad Mouth Crew. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in today to the Smack Talk Show with Pro Sock Joe, the nation's best grudge race radio. We got a straight call-in phone number now. If you guys want to talk straight and don't want to fuck with that Zoom bullshit, we got 516, straight call-in number, 516-387-1412. You can call straight in. You can get right on the show, and we'll open your mic and let you talk. All right, 516. I'm going to write it down again, 387-1412. I know some of you guys don't call in because of the whole Zoom, you got to go through two steps. With this one, you don't got to go through two steps. It's one step. You dial the number like any other number. Boom. They sound alike. Okay, good deal on that. All right, Sherry Tucker, where you at? Talk to me.
What y'all talking about?
Good thoughts. All right, Silverhawk. Hey, what's up, doctor? One second.
I agree with Sick Man. That's who was talking?
That was me.
I agree with everything that you said, and that's what makes me mad. And sometimes I'll come up my character, but that man's personal business should not have been put out there, because it's like a defamation of character to his integrity, his job, his personal life, and it shouldn't have been put out there. But I just want to say I agree totally with what you said, and that's it.
All right, good deal on that. Silverhawk, we got a lot of people. Some people agree and disagree. But the conversation, Silverhawk, is about whether or not
You okay there, Joe? You forget
yeah,
the word?
Okay. No, the conversation is about whether how the you're funny. I'm gonna fight you when I see your ass.
No, because you know that's
I'm, no,
that, no,
I'm
no,
fight
it's
your
a,
ass. I will
I'm not
you.
I'm not joking.
You.
I'm being
boy,
serious.
Let him talk, cowboy.
No,
I was being serious because
okay, no doubt. No, I'm good. So what the conversation is about, Silverhawk, whether or not we allow smack talk to turn into shit talk unknowingly, whether or not we go too far. And then we're also talking about whether we're doing that on purpose to do the look away. The look away is a distraction when you don't really want to race, but you don't want to talk about getting the back tire and coming off the trailer. What you want to talk about is what color your mama's shoes is or what who you go out to dinner with or something like that. But the point is getting personal versus keeping it grudge, keeping it smack talk. Your thoughts, Silverhawk?
Wake up, Silverhawk.
Yeah, the personal stuff ain't racing, you know? You got to keep everything racing. But if y'all talk about what happened over the weekend,
no,
I ain't touching,
no,
we're
not talking about that in particular. And anybody can, you know, you can have your comments about what you think about whatever has taken place, because everybody's got comments, everybody's got a belief about something, whatever that thing might be, and so on and so forth. And you're entitled to believe what you believe, and you don't have to believe what nobody else believes, one way or the other. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it.
What you believe, Joe?
They say that people
are too... I ain't about doing this evening.
We good.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, sweet low. Marcus, what's going on, doctor?
What's up, baby? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do?
We're talking about are some guys hiding behind shit talk, disguising it as smack talk, or do some are some guys not understanding the difference between smack talk, going at a joker to push the fucking button, and shit talk, going at a joker to keep them off their ass. That's like they ducking the race.
Yeah, I think it goes in hand to hand, to be honest with you. And people use both of those strategies in certain situations. You know, I've seen it happen on both ends. You know, and then some people just don't like people, certain people, talking to them any kind of way, even if they is talking to them, shit talking, because they have a personal issue with them. And instead of them just telling them that I'd rather not deal with you because I don't like you, just, you know, they rather for that person to keep coming at them on that type of level so they can see them face to face and ask them what kind of energy, what that energy at when the other person was just talking about racing. You know what I mean? So, you know, they all use it for their own you know, ability to have the upper hand or try to make it for the meaning that what they want it to be, you know. So it goes, you know, it's all on how it's taken in and how it's said also, you know. Like I said a while back, about a month ago, Larry McKenzie, man, I ain't seen nobody both as bad as him in a long while. I mean, Willie Dog both bad, but Larry McKenzie, oh my gosh. That man go across the enemy, the gun line, and you know, but he's laughing the whole time.
But let me say this to you. That's what I was just going to bring up. See, I have never seen anybody besides one get mad at Larry for real, about something that he said on the air about he hate this one and he hate that one. I'm going to fuck your car up, and I'm fuck your car up, but that's race talk, and all, at least I recognize it as race talk, and I think most of the people I've talked to recognize it, because we were saying the other day, well, why is it that Giganto can tell people, I hate your fucking ass, and everybody laughs, and if somebody else said it, me in particular, I hate your fucking ass, that everybody's going to take it seriously, and it's going to be a whole different meaning. How do you have those two situations?
Right. It's all in racing. He always says it's all in racing.
If I'm like Joe though, if I say it's all in racing before I get going on a motherfucker ass, mm-hmm. no matter who ass I get going on, if it's a person that can't stand my mouth, they gonna feel some type of way about it. Even when I keep saying, I keep emphasizing, it's all in racing.
Okay, good
like
point,
it.
Marcus. Stop right there. Stop
That's
right
true.
There. I'm gonna let you get
the
point. But how do you deal?
I'm
sorry, go
ahead. All the time, you say it's all in racing.
Say it's all in racing.
No, it ain't, Marcus. It's a couple of times. Marcus, a couple of times, when I first got into this thing, you said some side shit to me, and I let it slide. But I just let it go because it wasn't.
Okay,
I didn't really
OG
know
Bobby.
You like that. You didn't know me like that.
Bobby,
let me finish,
OG Joe. Bobby. No, no, I'm just asking you. Could you give us? Could you say what it is? We're not gonna have no argument. So, Marcus, he's just gonna repeat it so we can try to understand. Marcus, you said it was racing, and Boji Rider, you said no. So, tell us what it was saying, since you two guys are here to defend your thoughts. Is that okay, Marcus, with you? If he says what it was that he felt some kind of way about, okay, Bobby, what did you feel some type of way about? What did he say exactly? What were the words?
It was when my stepmom had passed away. He called me on the phone and started questioning me like did she really pass away? And I was like, I couldn't. The exact word was like, why? Yeah, I think he had Fat Albert on the phone as well. And you questioned me did she really die? I'm like, why would I lie about something like that?
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you go ahead and finish you. I'm gonna rebuttal on what was actually said. Go ahead.
And then you asked me. I was like, wow, yeah. Well, she passed away. Wow. And then you kept saying somebody else called. You said my real mother passed. So I'm like, who? I said, who the fuck tell you all that shit? I'm like, what are you talking about? So
okay.
And with some other shit as long. I'm not like I said.
your mouth, I don't know if you be drinking, because the drinking you be drinking, I could tell
ain't
when
no,
you normal,
no
or I could tell you be drinking.
Listen, listen, whether I'm drinking or whether I'm sober, I'm always going to be who I am, and it's nothing intent towards nobody when it comes to racing, unless I have a personal issue with that person. And most time, they know for sure that I have a personal issue with them. But, Bobby, let me clarify this. When I called you with Fat Arbor on the line, I said, Bobby, I said, man, I said, you know, we had a race lot, whatever, whatever. And, you know, you said your mother had passed away. You know, my condolences, you know, all that's good. I said, but what's crazy is people calling me and telling me that that was your church mother. That wasn't, that's not your real mother. That's just a church member. And, you know, that you're trying to use that just to get out. I said, man, I hope that's not what's going on. Neither the less to say I didn't ask for no money from you or nothing like that. And I took you for what it was. I just asked you about it. Now, if you felt like that was across the borderline of disrespect for asking you, then okay, my bad. But that's just what, you know, I'm allowed to ask you. You know, was this a church member or was this really a family member? You know what
right.
I mean? Just based off what was, that's all.
Can I jump in here? Marcus, I hear what you're saying. Bobby, can I jump in a second? I'm going to ask you one question right now.
Go ahead.
Do you understand him any differently now hearing this explanation, or do you feel the same that it was inappropriate for him to go there?
I mean, he kind of roundabout way, kind of like apologized a little bit, so I accept it. You know what I'm saying? So, where the case may be, I won't lie about nobody.
Yeah,
guess.
I apologize
soon,
if, you know.
If you apologize, I accept the apology and let it go. But then soon after that, my girl died, then my sister died, had death like back to back to back to back.
Wow.
So
we
I love this racing
that,
shit, and most everybody know about it, so I don't know why I wouldn't bring no death into no racing shit just to try to get out. I paid deposits, and I haven't won the deposits yet, or whatever case may be. I came out to race Antoine, and I lost to the ass when I kept it moving. But when it come down, the shit talking, like I said, certain people. I'm like I said, we just starting to learn you guys like for the last 2 years, and then the guys on the north side, I know like let's say Mike Brown and all of them, EP and all of them, I know how them guys are. But when it comes to you guys across the board at the DMV, I'm just learning. So I don't know how you may take it as a joke or whatever, but the way you come off, the way it comes out, sounds offensive to me. But like I just,
right,
like you just said, you just explained it, so I just got to know for the next time. That's all.
Yeah, no, Bobby. Like I would never joke or never question anybody's integrity based on a serious situation like that. I just called you. That's why I had Fat Arbor on the line, because I wanted him to, you know, hear exactly what I was saying to you and what you was, you know, repeat what you was answering on. You know what I mean? But you know, that's what somebody had called me and said that.
So, Marcus,
you know,
basically, somebody called you and told you Bobby was trying to weasel out of the race, right? That's what you did. That's what you're saying.
Yes, they said.